We're going to milk this for all it's worth. It's Dairyland Diaries, a look at local stories around Wisconsin.
This is one of our favorite segments, Dairyland Diaries, where we highlight the good things, Brian, when you curate these stories happening around the state.
It is all upbeat things. There's no politics involved. It's just Wisconsin, and it's feeling good. And we're going to start with the arts, Jamie, because I am a patron of the arts. Saw Spamalot the other night. Going on a long weekend, if you're coming into Chicago for any reason, I'd go see Spamalot. It's
always
hilarious.
A great show.
If you're Monty Python and the Holy Grail, it was great. But if you're closer to home, the American Players Theater in Spring Green is receiving a Tony Award.
Also fantastic, by the way. Yes. If you've never been to APT, please make time. Put that on your Wisconsin bucket list.
And they're on their way to an EGOT.
Yes.
Because now they have the the theater company, now in its 47th season, was named a recipient of the 2026 Regional Theater Tony Award on Tuesday. Along with the recognition, the theater will receive a $25,000 grant. When they announced the award, Heather Hitchens, president and CEO of the American Theater Wing, and Jason Lax, president of the Broadway League, called American Players a, quote, one-of-a-kind institution delivering world-class theater presentations to the Midwest. The Tonys recognize achievements in Broadway theater, but they include an annual regional theater award. Tuesday's award is the first for a Wisconsin theater company in six decades, that the committee has been singling out regional theaters. The American Players was founded nearly 50 years ago, and they produce timeless, challenging, poetic texts with Shakespeare at the center to the broadest audience possible. That's according to the company. The first performance in Wisconsin was a production of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream in 1980. The company's 47th season will begin June 6th, again with Shakespeare, this time As You Like It. They will receive their Tony the following day at the Tony Awards at Radio City Music Hall in New York. That is on June 7th. Congratulations to American Players Theater. Tony Award for a little theater right here in Wisconsin.
Have you ever got to go to APT?
I have not.
Okay.
But I must sit there in an award.
It's outdoors. It's beautiful. You're in beautiful scenery. You are basically in a theater of the round. So they really do try to keep it as far as like that Shakespearean spirit.
Yeah.
It is always a blast. And it's a beautiful drive. Spring Green is a beautiful area. So beautiful drive from wherever you're at in the state if you ever get the opportunity.
Sounds lovely.
It is very lovely.
And I love going to the theater, even Shakespeare. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand, but it is. Is good.
Certain times of the year, make sure you have your bug spray. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because it is Wisconsin.
It's outside and it's Wisconsin.
Exactly. But it is so worth it. All right. In other Dairyland Diary, I love this one. Because we know for a lot of older adults, especially if you're in a care facility or living with memory loss, the simple act of going outside can become very rare. Cycling Without Age, Marathon County is working to change all of that one slow ride at a time. Board member and volunteer Chris Flitz said that the rides offer more than transportation. It gives people a chance to feel connected to the world outside again,
nice.
Saying everybody deserves to enjoy the outdoors. He said, quote, I think it's definitely something that those of us who are able-bodied take for granted, being able to simply walk out a door and stand outside. So Cycling Without Age is this worldwide movement. In case you don't know, they started in Copenhagen in 2012 and now includes thousands of chapter locations across the globe. Its mission is to build around the idea that older adults and people with limited mobility should still have access to fresh air, some conversation, and the feeling of moving through their community. So in Marathon County, the program is entering its eighth season. Volunteers, which are known as pilots, use electric assist trishaws. These are three-wheel bicycles with a comfortable passenger seat in the front so that they can take residents to care facilities and others on free rides. Now, these rides are not meant to be fast. That is the entire point.
Slow down.
That's right. Some rides are simple loops throughout neighborhoods. Sometimes they stop for an ice cream. That would be my ride. Some are built around the same, but they're all built around the same idea. They want to give people with what Cycling Without Age calls the right to wind in your hair. So I love that. That's fantastic.
It sounds fantastic. And I'd be the guy. You'd be asking for ice cream. I'd ask them to stop at the tavern.
There we go.
Just swing by. by and let's go. I'll buy this round. So that's very cool.
Room all right, the we've got time for all of it, Brian.
I would love a Trishaw if I because the other thing is I love that they're battery electric assist.
Yes. Yes.
So they don't have to pedal around.
Right.
Really quick, Luke Combs did two concerts last week in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Sold them both out. Things went crazy. Well, Monday, he decided he was going to go and play a little golf at Whistling Straits before the concert. So then he stopped because there is a big garage sale weekend in Cleveland County. And Finley Ulich is 10 and his brothers had a lemonade stand. It's a village of roughly 1,500. So they're there. They're selling lemonade outside their house. Some guy comes by and stops his car, comes over. He goes, well, what do you got there to drink? Because they had juice boxes or water for $1, soda for $2, or bubbler, which is sparkling water. That was $3 a can. The guy buys himself a little drink there, and he goes back to his car. Now, the mom is watching from the window, but she doesn't go out. The guy leaves $120 in
wow.
their tip jar for these three brothers. Turns out it's Luke Combs. He stopped there, and his mom finally realized who he was. Now, Combs had a photographer with him. They took a picture. They published one, but it didn't have the kids in it. So the mom got a hold of the photographer, and she contacted them. She got the picture. But Luke Combs, big country music
yeah.
star, stops and drops a wad of cash in some kid's lemonade stand. Classy.
That's awesome. And if you watch the Packers players and coach at the concert, you know they can all throw down together. So
yeah, that was a whole other thing. But everybody was having
That's
fun.
Awesome.
That's Dairyland Diaries for this week. Hopefully you're in a little better mood as we head into the weekend.